Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Doorville, touch a country in the city. Doorville, it ain't much, but it's home.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whatever is happening in your business, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, whether you're startup or you're growing your business or you're trying to get rid of it, we've either written or talked about it or videoed atop something to do with whatever you're working on. You're excited about it, you're fighting about it, that you can find there that will help you with your small business. There's not another site for small business like ours. So please be sure to check it out. And of course, everything is free. Whatever you need there, you can use it to your little heart's content. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question too when you get there, or on the homepage, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter too. So, okay, it's just you and me, and I want to talk about some of the things that are going on right now with the tax code, the tax situation. We've got this is happening right now. As you know, the fiscal cliff that the president and the Republicans are debating right now, are arguing over right now, and apparently to not much avail, is about what to do about taxes. The president is stuck on raising the rate of the top 2%, the rich, what he considers to be the rich people, millionaires and billionaires, he calls them. Well, his definition really is more expansive than that. Some people who aren't nearly millionaires are going to be hit with higher taxes, including a lot of small business owners. But he wants to raise the rates. He's not just, now think about this, folks, he doesn't just want to raise revenue. Isn't that what they? Isn't that the real goal of politicians, to raise revenue? So why is he stuck on raising the rates? Well, that's a punishment. See, that's a way of, by raising rates, he knows he's targeting certain people, and in my opinion, that's the same thing as saying we're going to punish you for being successful, for having some wealth. Well, you know, that's just not the way America has ever worked. We've never been like that. And that's a class warfare method that I just don't understand. And quite frankly, I don't appreciate it. As an American, I'm not wealthy. You know, I'm not wealthy by anybody's stretch of the imagination. But I wouldn't mind being wealthy. I work hard every day to try to be more financially successful, but I don't feel I'm not mad at people who are wealthy. And so when I say wealthy, I think of being independently wealthy. And so they don't have to go to work every day like you and I do. So, but I don't hold anything against those people. Do you? I want everybody to pay their taxes, but I want everybody to pay their taxes. I want the base to be broadened, not just hit by, you know, let's just pick out some people and isolate them and punish them as if they've done something wrong, as if they're mean. I have a problem with that. I just don't understand why he does that. I do not understand why President Obama uses the class warfare thing. It's a very small thing to do. It's a very small behavior for somebody who's occupying the biggest job on the planet. And that is his argument about this 2% is the best and clearest example of the way President Obama sees the world. Now, you know that on this show, I have never really singled out any politician for very much. I've really focused on on things, really just on small business policy. But this situation we have right now, folks, is different. When I hear the President of the United States using class warfare language, as he did in the campaign, and as he continues to do that, even now that he's gotten reelected, to continue to use this kind of language, that rather than seek a compromise with the Republicans, now I'm not giving the Republicans a pass either. Congress created this problem we're having, that we're dealing with right now, this financial cliff we're going over. They created that themselves. So I'm not giving the Republicans a pass. But what I don't hear other people doing, at least on the other side of the aisle, I don't hear them talking about the haves and haves not, the rich or the poor, millionaires and billionaires. I don't hear that like I do out of the president. And frankly, I just wish he would listen to himself when he says those things. I wish he would realize and listen to himself and realize that this kind of rhetoric, this kind of a worldview, this kind of a perspective that he seems to have is contrary to what created America. And I wish he would stop. Mr. President, please stop using class warfare to make your case. You've gotten reelected. You got four more years. Become a bigger person, Mr. President. Stop playing small ball. Stop using small rhetoric, Mr. President. And take a lesson from Abraham Lincoln. Start appealing, Mr. President, to the better angels of our nature. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.